everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their Silver Anniversary Edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And welcome back. Firm pressure developed in live cattle and lean hog futures today, even though light trade volume has been seen throughout the complex. Corn prices higher in light trade today. September corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 51 points higher. NASDAQ up 4 points. In live cattle, light pressure developed in the live cattle futures with nearby futures holding losses of 12 to 65 cents per hundredweight, although trade volume was remaining extremely light throughout the entire session. The inability to hold early buyer support as more trade activity moved into the complex quickly gave evidence that additional losses could continue to develop throughout the entire market. But as seen midweek, a strong late-day market bounce was not out of the question, while light trade volume gave the opportunity to allow increased volatility into the markets. Cash cattle markets, though, generally quiet today with bids redeveloping at $117 live basis and $186 to $188 dressed. Narrowly mixed trade, though, was seen across the feeder cattle market with traders taking a very subdued approach. The overall lack of direction seen throughout the entire trading session continued to draw front month August futures slightly lower, with August futures holding a 35 cent loss. Other nearby contracts, though, posting narrow gains with spillover buyer interest. In grains, though, wheat markets were higher as a crop tour in the northern plains this week confirmed long-held suspicions that the spring wheat is in bad shape and lower yields are expected. Corn futures held modest gains, though, throughout the overnight session as the market recovered from recent losses. The forecasted cool conditions should help much of the crop as it moves throughout pollination. Soybeans were about 5 cents higher as the overnight session wound down. There is a lack of threatening weather, though, as the crop moves through its seed production phase with cool conditions expected next week. And finally, the three wheat markets were led higher by spring wheat, which is up for the second day in a row. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.